Proclamation number 5092, dated the March 23rd, 1951. Christ's suffering on the cross cannot even be remotely made understandable to people on earth, since in their imperfect state they cannot comprehend what it means for a perfect human being to fall victim to sin. The people's iniquity effectively triumphed over him who had not caused them harm. The spawns of hell made the enlightened soul of Jesus, the man, tremble, yet it did not defend itself. It endured everything. Nevertheless, it was horror-stricken by so much dirt and evilness from people. It suffered indescribably, even far more than the body, by what it had to endure. The soul was surrounded by darkness and its light was unable to bear darkness. All the same, it did not flee because it wanted to drain the cup to the dregs in order to redeem humanity. It gave up its light, because otherwise that which the love of Jesus, the man, wanted to happen to it in order to offer God a sacrifice for humanity's sins could not have taken place. Thus it allowed its light to become ineffective and found itself in the midst of darkness which tormented and frightened it tremendously and increased its suffering a thousandfold, for the suffering of the soul exceeded the physical pain, which can only be understood by a perfect human being. Jesus, however, was as perfect as his Father in heaven is perfect, and yet it was still on earth in the midst of sin. His kingdom was the kingdom of light, the earth was Satan's kingdom, and in this kingdom the soul of light allowed itself to be violated. And the purest and most translucent being which ever lived on earth was horrified. It had to allow itself to be touched by hands it detested, because they extended from hell and took hold of it. It had to hear intensely hurtful words. It was effectively detached from its world and totally at the mercy of darkness, which had certainly been its own will for eternity in order to achieve the act of salvation, yet it was nevertheless no less horrendous, for it was being terrified and tortured to the point of exhaustion. This is why Jesus exclaimed, my God, why have you forsaken me? Single quote. At this moment in time it no longer remembered its mission, it only felt the separation from God, from light, for whom it longed and for whom it called in its distress. It was the cruelest thing ever experienced by a person on earth, because he not only had to endure the body's suffering but also because the soul had suffered considerably more still, which humanity cannot understand. For this reason no human being, regardless of how much he would have to suffer, will be able to reach the extent which Jesus the man had to endure, who already knew about it long in advance and in his human nature prayed, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not my will, but thine, be done. Single quote. It was also the will of his soul, which had completely subordinated itself to God, to accomplish the act of salvation, and it accepted its fate, for its love for the suffering human race was greater than great, but likewise the guilt of sin was so immense that only the most extreme pain and suffering could count as a sacrifice of atonement, which therefore was carried out by Jesus the human being. Yet the depth of suffering was as immeasurable as his love, which made him take all suffering of body and soul upon himself in order to redeem humanity from eternal death. Amen.